record now. Cool.
Let's see.
I'm staying with Audacity just to make sure everything's uniform.
Same.
Yeah.
Check, check. So I'm just doing it for
check, check.
Audacity.
One, two. One, two. One, two. Microphone check. Yeah. Check, check. Coach Z, 1-2-1-2. 1-2-1-2. Okay, yeah. I'll be sure to tell everyone that you reused it. You're welcome. Hey, I mean, apparently it was very successful and it worked, apparently. So, yeah, wow. It's like he was a real innovator in that field. I believe that's called it.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. Yeah. Do you guys have like a catchphrase or anything for your comedy? Like, oh, geez, I fucking love manga or anything.
We have our catchphrase is Chainsaw Man, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm recording now.
And I need to get one big sniff out of
the way. Oh, I've been recording.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm so sniffy, dude.
Oh, it's okay. I've got a fucked up septum, too.
Oh, same.
So I am, like, always sniffly. And they're like, oh, don't you have allergies? I'm like, it's, like, winter and my window's been shut. And they're like, oh, you just have a deviated septum then or something.
I went to...
Maybe that's what it is.
I went to
Sorry. Just to make sure. So everybody's recording now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just do a clap sync just for that. So by clap sync, I'm just going to literally go 3, 2, 1, and then physically clap. That just creates a spike in the audio that our editor uses to line up things.
Don't worry, baby. I know what fucking
clap sync is. I'm just making sure. Hey, just making sure. All right. Look, we don't know. We don't know.
All right.
Fucking rodeo girl.
All right.
You'd be surprised
right
how
Ross,
many people don't know. So
I am very excited about this recording. But
yes.
Can't be dead, baby girl.
That's right. 3, 2, 1. Sorry, I'm a little out of it. I had to go to New Jersey yesterday, and I don't know if you know.
Yeah, it's Jersey, yeah.
So just heads up, there's a New Jersey. I know you have an old Jersey, but it is not, it's just, that place sucks.
It's so funny to look at, like, maps of England, because, there are so many places in America that are just named after it. Like, in Philadelphia, there's a place called Kensington. Kensington is where you go in Philly if you want to get heroin.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the drug area of North Philly, basically.
Oh, that's pretty fantastic. Hey, what's up, yeah. Roserat?
Hey,
I just speaking of that, I was talking to my friend who is not very smart, and we were talking about how, you know, like mayonnaise is a condiment for French fries in some parts of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I was like, yeah, they do that in the Netherlands. And then my friend goes, yeah, they do it. I know also they do it in Amsterdam.
Nice.
And I just look at him like, where do you think Amsterdam is?
Okay, to, like, be fair, the way that area is named is fucking bullshit. Like,
is this all the whole Holland is not a country thing or whatever?
I honestly, at this point, don't even remember. Is the Netherlands Belgium? That's right.
What? Those are separate countries.
They are? Is it,
yes,
like,
yeah,
in Holland? Where the fuck is
Holland?
Holland
is like Pennsylvania. It's a state.
I don't fucking know.
Okay, Amsterdam is a city in the Netherlands. Holland is a region of the Netherlands, much like how Pennsylvania is a region of America.
This is just when I try and ask people if, like, is Ireland in the UK? And then it's like,
oh, no,
tell
do not
me all
ever
this
say
stuff
that
is very confusing,
like,
to me.
Someone would actually stab you.
They would.
If you
know.
Asked the wrong question, person.
I usually ask Americans, which is why I should not have said that here. I'm very sorry, Ross.
There's like a, well, I'm Scottish, so I don't care. But
oh, cool. I'm actually going to be in Scotland in January.
So, like, there's a there's different things, because there's like the United Kingdom, there's like Great Britain, and there's like the British Isles, and they're all quite kind of separate in a ways, like and then like part of like the island of like Ireland is like Republican, and there's Northern is part of the United Kingdom, and then I guess like the Republic is part of the British Isles, but it's not part of the United Kingdom.
It's almost like there's thousands of years of history and complication going on there or something, you know.
Geography is very complicated.
Well, shit that goes on in Ireland, or did go on in Ireland in like the 70s and 80s, etc.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Where in Scotland are you, by the way?
I've listened to you too.
I'm Glasgow.
Really? I'm gonna be in Edinburgh in January.
Yeah. Edinburgh?
I knew you were gonna say that.
No, sorry. All right, imagine. Right, okay. You know what? For Americans, right? Here's how to pronounce that
particular. I'm glad.
Imagine you're a frat bro. Okay. Right. Yeah. Imagine, and then you're at a frat party, and like your friend Eden is across the street, and you're trying to get his attention. So you go, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I can't believe Polk said
Edinburgh. Oh my god.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Really? Bruh. Brett.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now thank I will.
At least that's how people from Glasgow pronounce it. I don't know. You might get some people in.
All right.
Yeah, we don't like people from Edinburgh though.
Is Glasgow really the city? Oh, sorry. Yep.
What's up with people from Edinburgh? Edinburgh. I'm sorry.
Edinburgh. Oh, you just went over this.
I know. I got it right.
You not seen the groundskeeper Willie?
Yeah.
It's like brother and sister is a fight as long as time, like the Englishman and Scots and the Irish and the Scots and Scots and other Scots.
Scots that ruined Scotland.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like
man.
You sure are a cantankerous lot.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, is it Glasgow the one where your subway system is just a circle that goes in two different directions?
Yeah, so it's actually two circles, actually.
Oh!
But if you get, it's two ovals, but if you get on the wrong oval, it will go on to the other oval.
Oh, well, that's good.
So it's basically just one circle. Yeah, it's one thing.
You know what? That like, actually sounds pretty effective.
Yeah. Well, if your city's in the right shape, like, that would be a terrible idea for New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our subway system is impossible to get wrong. Because you will get there eventually, it just might take longer.
Yeah.
That's actually really nice. Wow.
I saw a meme where it was like someone took like an aerial photo of London and they did the tube map over it, and then someone did it with Glasgow and it just drew a circle over the city.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just an outer and an inner circle, but they like go on to each other. So, yeah. I mean, like, we've only got a population of like just over 500,000, so like, yeah, it wouldn't work for like London or like
of course,
New York.
Yeah.
Called, have you like, been to New York?
I've never been to New York. No.
Aww.
I gotta say, like, speaking of city planning, I've been going back and forth from DC a little bit. You want to talk about a city that is just horrible to drive in and is just planned horrifically? That's DC. Just oh my god! Just like nobody.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a city that was built to handle about half the population it has. I have never seen so many pedestrians just not give a fuck that I'm driving.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, the only places I've ever been to is I've been to America like twice, and they've both been for like business or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one was Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, that's my God. I've heard it's very nice there.
But I don't understand America because apparently, like, you know, like when you're crossing the street and the green man pops up, that doesn't mean anything, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, like, I'm trying to cross an intersection and I got like stunlocked with my friend for about 35 minutes trying to cross an intersection because, like, every time we're like, okay, it's the green man, we can go. There'd be like some guy gunning it at 60 through the green man across the walking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What do you mean, man? Like, I don't understand. And also because you guys have like jaywalking laws. So I'm like, all right, I'm supposedly legally allowed to cross, but I'm also legally allowed to get run down.
Yes.
As well.
It's your freedom as an American to choose to get hit by a car whenever you wish.
And it's the freedom of the car manufacturers to not deal with any liability at all. That's That's what's great Dear about Lord. America.
I was just trying to get to like a, I guess like a, no, was it a steakhouse? I can't remember. It was some like fast food chain across the street.
I don't know. McDonald's. The only other place went amazing to was Vegas, Golden so. Arches.
Yes. Vegas was easier to get around in. Cause,
oh,
like,
Vegas? Yeah.
Oh, you've been to Vegas. Over nice. The,
yeah, it was for a League of Legends All-Stars thing.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, you go to Vegas, that's like, you see like the whole world there. I mean, you have like, you got the Statue of Liberty and the pyramids. I mean, it's kind of all you got to go to.
Yeah, they have Naples, or not Naples, Venice, like recreation inside one of the hotels.
Got Paris, France. Paris, France.
Thank you for specifying. I thought you meant Paris, Texas at first.
Well, there is a Glasgow in Kentucky, so I just have to specify. Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I Vegas was like kind of, see, if you're not gambling, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of boring as well.
I think the most depressing thing that can be, that you can be is like, a Mormon in Las Vegas in the daytime is probably just unbelievably boring.
That sounds like a Hunter S. Thompson autobiography title.
A Mormon in Vegas.
Yeah, Morgan Vegas in the daytime.
Yeah.
The casinos are insane, though. Like, I walked for about 2 hours with my partner, and, like, we came out of, like, the Bellagio or something like that, and then I realized, holy crap, we've maybe walked, like, 300 yards in two hours. But the things are laid out to be like a maze inside, so that you like kind of lose track of time inside. And I was like, holy crap, man! We're across the street from where we started. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, the casinos are kind of laid out in a terrifying, like almost eldritch way. You know, like it's like
eldritch.
Yeah, it's like
those
fucking
five-dimensional casinos where you start walking around and then you're actually just literally underground at some point.
Literally, though, that's what they go for. They want to disorient you with like the architecture and layout, so that you just you don't think, "Oh, I can leave or I should leave."
Why would you ever want to leave, Jordan?
Why would you want to leave? The casino table's right there. You can score big. You're just about to make $1 billion dollars.
Yeah. All right, and on that note, so make sure that we can still leave this recording. Y'all mind if we just go through the checklist and then kick this thing off?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, so first thing, Ross, I should have asked sooner, how would you like to be addressed, and what are your pronouns? My name is David, and my pronouns are he, his.
Ross, he, him. Okay, cool. He, him, his. Yeah.
Jordan, cool. He, him.
Perfect. Yes. And then I'll just ask everyone to please silence their phone and anything that could be making background noise. So like any fans or air conditioner, if you're okay with that, just because it does pick up on your microphone usually. Let me see. And
the
then
part of streaming in the other room, so I gotta fucking close the door.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Cheers. And then let's see. Ross is shutting the door.
I've already shut it. So
wonderful. All right. Nice. So next thing is Ross, you are shared with our notes document. I see you're in there and you have the folder. So just again, if you can make it a uncompressed wave file, that's mono track if possible. If that's a pain to do, just upload whatever's easiest for you. I just ask to make sure you do an uncompressed audio and we'll take care of the rest once you get that to us.
That's the problem, though.
Let me see. So the next one is section leaders. So the way that this works is essentially we just want to pre-pick who's going to kick off each conversation topic. You see those bold points in my notes. By the way, those are my notes. You're welcome to say anything, but don't feel like you have to read off my notes. And it's literally not so much like you have to say the most or you feel like you have the most pertinent thing. It's just as we transition from topic to topic, we have a good way of continuing the flow of the conversation because someone is ready to discuss the next point. So I would be like, if you wanted to say why it failed, be like, now let's move on to why it failed. Ross, what's something that really stood out to you? And you just say your first thought, and that's really your entire obligation as the section leader.
Okay.
With that in mind, as the guest, we of course want to give you the courtesy. Are there any two major discussion points you'd like to talk about in particular that you'd like, you'd like to get the first word in on these topics?
Not particularly. I mean, like, listen, I consume the media, but this is my first time, like, discussing the media.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Well, then let me ask you this. Overall, did you like this series or not?
I did. There's barely enough to fucking enjoy, man. Like, I had no idea it was a short when like I recommended some of Mura or like thought it would be cool to do something about Mura.
Yeah, you know? No, we didn't know either. I didn't realize until we researched it, it ended because he died. It wasn't like a miniseries he did.
No.
So my apologies.
Is that a soft point to be like, why do you guys think this manga failed? I don't know, Mura fucking died? Like...
Yeah.
So why don't I give you why it failed, and then how about where it could have gone, where you'll just talk about what you would have liked to have seen if the series had not been, the author hadn't died. Does that sound good?
And sure. And to be clear, this is just to like start it off too. So if you don't have anything to say, it's really just, if you don't have much to say, it's just about you'll be the one who will say the first thing in there so that we don't go, hey, do you have anything to say for this segment? No, do you? You know, that kind of thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Jordan, I'm going to give you the positive because I know you want that section.
Oh, yeah. I got miscellaneous thoughts too.
You have miscellaneous thoughts? That's what I figured. You guys always get the fun sections.
It's my birthday today, David.
I was waiting to wish you a happy birthday at the last minute of the show because I thought you thought I would not remember it was your birthday today. So
I knew
thanks
damn
for ruining
well
it,
you
Jordan.
Knew. You're
thanks.
Right. You're welcome, for... David.
Okay.
Thank you.
And And that's why I didn't send you anything for your birthday yet, because I'm going to send you after the recording, you silly goose.
I knew when you asked me, hey, Jordan, what's your Steam username? Just curious. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
just asking.
Oh, how interesting. Just randomly asking me that the day before my birthday.
I've sent you a birthday present every year, so it's not like it was summer.
You have? No, I know. I'm not coming down on you. Like, fuck you, David, for giving me a birthday present. Go fuck yourself. No.
All right. But back onto the topic. So just one hour note, Ross, as I mentioned, this episode is fully edited. We usually try and record about an hour and 10 minutes of audio, which we reduced to about 55. If you ever feel like you want to re-say something, or sometimes we'll be like, hey, we heard a noise, can you retake it? Or if there's ever a time you say something and you realize you don't want to include it in the episode, just feel free to let us know, because no one will ever know we were having these conversations or these mistakes.
Sure.
Okay.
No
and
one
then,
will ever know.
Except for Aussie Rat.
So, hey, Aussie Rat. Yeah.
So just to give you a heads up, so the way it'll work is at the start of the show, we'll introduce you, and then I just ask if you do like a quick 30-second summary of yourself. And then, of course, at the end of the show, you can talk as much as you want about everything you've been working on.
Sure.
Okay. That's really it. So next, we're going to do 10 seconds of silence for noise cancellation. Then we're going to go 3-2-1 clap, 3-2-1 clap, double clap to signify the start of the episode. We'll also do a clap in between each section. It just makes the life easier for our editor. Any last... I know it's exhausting.
Don't worry,
it goes
smoothly when we start. It goes smoothly when we start, yeah.
Yes. All this is just to make the recording as easy as possible, because we want to be respectful of your time, and we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. With that, any last-minute questions, or shall we begin?
I'm good to go.
All right, then let's do it. So we're going to do 10-second silence right now. Three, two, one.